Okay, so I am here with Equinox. Can you guys all tell me your name?
Hi, I'm Mike Godoy.
Andrew Bouchon.
Cedric Anderson.
Ian Rico, guitar.
And who's gonna talk here? Who's my main guy? All right, perfect. The cute one, huh?
Oh, we always think that way.
So, where are you guys from?
From Long Beach, California.
All right.
Mikey's actually from La Habra, that's right. And Andrew's from Long Beach. He went to our high school, Wilson, which I went to as well. And Cedric is from LA. So, well, mostly we practice in the Long Beach area. That's where we're from mostly.
How did you guys meet and all hook up?
I met Mikey on bandmix.com. I stalked him for about a month because I heard his voice and I was like, I gotta find this guy. I gotta get this guy. And then Andrew, I met on Craigslist. And then Cedric, I met at USC at a party actually.
So there are good people on Craigslist.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You just gotta scope out the good with the bad, you know?
Craigslist is good except for sex and strippers. Everything else is solid.
No sex and no strippers on Craigslist?
Nope.
All right, that sounds good.
Everything
so,
else is solid.
So, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together almost about a year. About a year.
Yeah.
It's been about a year.
And do you guys travel? Do you do a lot of gigs?
We try and play all over the place. We've had a lot of stuff here in Los Angeles County. We've done a lot of other stuff in Orange County as well. And we've gone like Temecula. And in the next couple months, we're going to be heading out to Las Vegas, San Francisco, Phoenix, all kinds of stuff.
That's
so
great.
Branching out.
Very cool. So you guys would describe your style as mostly metal, yeah?
It's like metal blues, right?
I put it on the hard rock category.
Hard rock. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That sounds good.
Do you guys ever mix it up with a love ballad or anything like that?
Every rose has its thorn. Well, I think we try to go bluesy. I mean, I don't think we're the ballad type. We don't want to be stuck in, you know, the 80s, no offense or anything. We're trying to keep it modern as much as we can.
I take absolutely no offense to the 80s. I don't even know the 80s. I was never there, guys.
Well, some of our favorite influences are from the 80s. Like, you know, you have Iron Maiden, and I love, like, Ozzy and stuff like that. And, I mean, everybody, you know, we all have different influences. But, I mean, we just want to have that modern sound. You know what I mean? We don't want to completely throw back.
Okay. Now you, the quiet one over here, what do you think about when you're up on stage? What do you play and what are you thinking about?
I think about communicating to the audience. I want them to be able to understand what I'm trying to convey to them. You know, I'm speaking with my musicians up here on stage. We're communicating with each other, trying to send out like a global message. So I would just like to send out a personal message to the audience out there while I'm up.
Very nice, very nice. Now, if you guys could say one thing to your massive fans out there, one personal thing you guys want to tell them, what message would you send?
I got it.
All right.
I'm not in it for the money.
We're in it for love. Love of the...
We're in it for you, in it for the fans.
We're in it for the fans.
Thank you.
This whole message is wrapping up nicely. Come on.
Yeah. I know. I agree. I think the best message is, you know, we want to bring back some great music. I mean, we feel that a lot of the music nowadays is kind of sounding watered down all the same. We just want to bring new music and re-energize people with the sound that we have, because we feel like we have a great sound. We've gotten great feedback from, you know, audience members, you know, fans and venues, and I mean, we just great music. That's probably the best message I think.
Great music, and you guys definitely have good energy on stage.
We try to.
You guys did a great job today. It's been so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you for having me.
And I can't wait to see you guys at your next show.
Thank you.